Hello and welcome to Abandoned Cart, the podcast we wish we had when running our own e-commerce store. I'm Adam, co-founder of Pink Leopard, a growth acceleration agency specializing in e-commerce. Usually we have my business partner and co-host Laura with us on the show, but she's currently on maternity leave, spending time with her newborn, so she'll be back with us in the new year. Today we will be discussing the challenges of operating and scaling a business that faces digital marketing restrictions and how to overcome them. Joining us to discuss this are Holly and Kalila, founders of SheSpot, a first-of-its-kind femtech platform for women's sexual wellness. Holly and Kalila, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Cool. So we kick every episode off with this question, just so that the audience can get to know our guests on a bit more of a personal level. So what is the best advice you've ever received and how has it impacted your life?
I think my parents, and I think Holly's parents are similar, as when we were growing up, to always question the status quo and not necessarily accept, obviously some rules are very important, but not necessarily accept things as they are and having to go with that. So I think I personally started we both had corporate backgrounds, had a legal background, and it was great, but it wasn't quite for me. And it's about, I think why we started SheSpot was, is there another way to have your career and start something new? And I think that's that kind of mentality is really filtered into SheSpot of how can we challenge this space? And some of the restrictions we'll come on to shortly. So that was probably the best advice I've had.
Yeah, and I think building on that, I was always brought up to say there's no such word as the word can't. You can always overcome things. There's always a way. So echoing Kalila there, how can you do things even when there are challenges, even when there are obstacles? And how do you find the silver lining of that as well?
I love that. It's a value we've got at Pink Leopard, really, where about being solution focused. So rather than just going with the status quo, as you say, it's what can we do differently and how can we improve things, and instead of just following the path of everybody else. So yeah, love that. Thank you for sharing that. So can you tell the listeners who you are and also introduce us to SheSpot?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, we're Holly and Kalila. We're the co-founders of SheSpot. We've been best friends for over 10 years. We met in our first week of university many years ago now and really had the idea for the business back then. It was only in the pandemic that we actually started SheSpot and really took the plunge. So we're a consumer femtech platform focused on women's sexual wellness. And our mission is really to normalize the conversation around women's pleasure. And we're building SheSpot to be the go-to destination for women's sexual well-being. So as part of that, we really straddle commerce and content. And a few of the problems and the reasons why we started it, just to give you a flavor of why, is that we know that this is a space where there's a lot more consumer education needed. It's currently really lacking. There's more regulation needed too, in terms of sort of product quality and ingredients and materials used in the products in this space. Curation as well is currently very limited, and we believe that hampers the customer experience, having that kind of lack of curation and lack of guidance. And then finally, personalization is totally lacking in the sexual wellness space, and we really believe there's a clear value to it. So we're building SheSpot to be a platform that incorporates all of that in a really accessible, shame-free and non-sleazy environment.
Fantastic. I really love what you guys are doing, but it sounds like the chips are stacked against you a little bit in terms of how you can bring this to market. And obviously that's the kind of topic of today. So what restrictions have you encountered with your digital marketing and the business in general, really?
Yeah, I think to be honest, there was probably some healthy naivety when we first started the business, in that we set up SheSpot Instagram account. We had a lovely website and we thought, oh, we'll put a promoted ad on Instagram. It'll be great. Like just like every other small business we've seen. And within about 5 minutes, we got some quite aggressive notification from Instagram saying this breaches our policy for sexual content, etc. And I think at that point we thought, oh my goodness, we had no idea that this was going to be such a problem, because what we were putting forward was not sleazy at all. It was almost looked like a beauty calendar. It was, this doesn't fall into the kind of traditional concepts of a CD sex advert. So I think we have faced those. We've faced that across Meta platforms. So Facebook and Instagram, you can't advertise anything that related to pleasure and sexual enhancement, essentially. There's some limitations there, which you can come on to, but it has been really difficult. It's not really been an option. Then you go onto Google, which is slightly better, but there is such a thing called safe search, which essentially means if Google deems your website to have sexual content, you will not by default appear in those search listings with the kind of default settings on most Androids and iPhones. So that's really difficult for us. And that can sometimes it can be quite frustrating, but it has meant we're quite creative. So yeah, a few things to work with.
Yeah, definitely. And you're right, you do have to be so careful, because once the big players, your Googles and your Meta of the world, once they shut you down, it's nearly impossible to get it back. Mm-hmm. And once you've collected all of that data and you've built a business, really, to lose it can be, you know, awful. So yeah, appreciate you've got to navigate things properly.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We've seen on the social media side, we've seen so many accounts be taken down. These influencers or these brands might have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of followers, which they've spent a long time building and building up that community. And so it's really damaging, not just from a sales perspective, but from a personal perspective, to lose that community and all of that kind of hard work is really terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are building an amazing community as well. So it really impacts your customers. And I think that's what the platforms miss, really, who this is actually impacting. It's not just your business and what you're building, it's the whole community and your mission and your values that you're really striving forward with. So yeah. But what are the workarounds then? What have you done to navigate this?
Yeah, I think there are a few. It's getting creative, I think, is the overarching theme of this. But I guess just going back to the social media point, you can't rely on having access to your followers necessarily, because tomorrow you could get shut down. So I think something where we feel it's really important to nurture is our mailing list, because that is something we can control more. So really working on getting people into the community more meaningfully. So whether that's by email or in-person events, but reaching people in different ways is really important. SEO, even though Google can be a bit funny on Safe Search, there are still ways of doing that. So making sure we're producing regular, really relevant content for people that's highly discoverable. And also thinking about sites that don't have restrictions. So things like Trustpilot, other review sites, they're unaffected by those kind of almost Google restrictions. So getting reviews in and third-party backlinks from press, that kind of thing, it just really all helps to get us a bit more visibility. So yeah, a few different ways.
Yeah. And we, in the summer a few months ago, launched a partnership with Sephora UK. So we have a kind of a really brilliant sort of She Spot shopping shop on the Sephora online platform. And that's brilliant for us because it puts us in front of Sephora's audience of millions of visitors per month. But obviously Sephora, being a beauty website and very established, they are able to do digital marketing and they do have budgets to do that and they don't get banned. So that's been really brilliant for us because we can benefit from Sephora's prominence, their ad spend, and the fact that they're able to work around and promote these products, but ultimately they're fulfilled by us and sold by us. So that's been a really nice unlocker of growth in the last quarter.
Fantastic. Yeah. Connecting with those brands is obviously paramount for any business if they can do that, but especially in your space where you've got those restrictions. Because I think with digital marketing, for any brand that's really growing, it's a really important part of the marketing machine and growing your business, but it is still a part of it, especially when you don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket with that data on these big platforms, but being able to then harness and build your brand piece. We did a podcast on this recently where it was brand versus performance marketing, and they're both extremely important. So it sounds like you are doing both of those side of the things early on in She Spot, which will inevitably pay dividends further down the line. So it's great to hear.
Yeah, I think one of the silver linings is all of the content we produce is evergreen, and as you say, probably creates more of a stickiness with people because it's content they're engaging with, it's organic, it's authentic. So whilst we can't do the quick ads that might get you a quick sale, we can do the kind of really long-term brand building stuff really well. So that's something we've taken as a silver lining.
And I think because it is this challenging space, and because a lot of the businesses that exist in this space are founded out of passion and have a clear mission, it's a really great sort of community feel between sort of the brands that we work with, the content creators that we work with, and everyone on this same mission and facing the same challenges. So you know, we also benefit from creativity from our partner brands or our partner content creators in terms of thinking up ways that we can reach new audiences or tap into each other's audiences, whether that's giveaways, collabs, shared promotions, things like that, and campaigns. So I think that as well, in terms of silver linings, has been a really nice side to this. It is a very collaborative space. It's not a dog-eat-dog sort of world.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely to hear. What sort of advice would you give to people that are entering digital marketing with products that do have restrictions in place?
I'd probably say don't compare yourself to unrestricted businesses, because it gets quite demoralizing. So I think we were quite guilty of comparing She Spot to other small businesses in wellness, for example, which are less controversial, and you think, okay, they're getting all this spend behind their Instagram, look at their following, it's massive, and you just can't compare yourself because you're not on equal terms, and it's not helpful. So I guess it's just keeping focused on your targets and what you're doing and not worrying too much about everyone else. It's difficult though.
I totally agree with that. I also think do your research and don't be afraid to reach out to other people that might have been facing similar issues. I think if we'd have gone into it and if we'd have known that we might have faced these restrictions, we might have reached out to other brands prior to putting some money behind an ad spend and getting the account banned. So I think reaching out to other founders, reaching out to other businesses and just hearing about how they've overcome challenges they've faced helps you avoid making some of the mistakes that other people have inevitably made ahead of you and before you.
I think as you touched on earlier as well, it's not worth the risk sometimes. So don't be reckless in this space. As you mentioned before, getting banned by these big giants is really difficult. And the right of appeal is hard. It's best to, as Holly said, learn from other people's mistakes and not be too reckless without some proper support.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's a lovely community that can help a lot of people out there. Yeah, that's great. And also, as you said before, continue to challenge the status quo as well. Obviously there's the restrictions in place and you have to adhere to that, but so you can continue to push forward and challenge it when the time's right.
Absolutely. Definitely.
I think also in terms of the investment landscape and the business landscape more at the moment, I think it feels like there's more of a focus now on organic growth and kind of driving profitability and not growing at any cost, at any expense. Yeah. So if you are a brand or a business that can't do digital marketing, that does mean you're going to have less of those outgoings on ad spend every month. And ultimately, there's a positive to that, and that should be embraced. And whilst it's challenging and you have to get creative, as Kalila mentioned, that is something that feeds into budgets. That is something that can help you drive maybe more sustainable growth, even if it takes a bit more time. So definitely something to be aware of. And I think in this investment climate as well, it feels like for businesses that are raising investment, that's not always seen as a bad thing.
Yeah, 100%. I think building that kind of foundation of loyal, really engaged customers and community really sets the foundation for when you've got that traction and you understand where your business can go and you've got sales and you've got people engaging with you. It's then you can start to put money behind it because you're doing it with a bit more considered. And with data, we do have a lot of businesses come to us and they're completely going from scratch. And you do have to build that data. You do have to get to a point where you can spend the money wisely by making decisions based on previous performance. So I totally agree. Doing it organically and the hard yards, if you like, at the start, which might feel slower, but digital marketing, we were talking just before the show that it's not a silver bullet. It never will be. It will really complement your business. But doing that foundational piece in the beginning is really what it's all about.
Yes, it's like you said, isn't it? It's nurturing the community that then you do build. And once you do have customers in there, they're there for a reason. And you can really build that loyalty and build that relationship with them. So that feels like that sort of aftercare, nurturing, building that longer term relationship and driving repeat purchase and repeat visit to the website is really critical.
Fantastic. So you've been on a really incredible journey so far. So what is next for SheSpot?
I think we've got quite a lot on the pad for next year, which is exciting. So I think we mentioned, we love working with other brands. So partnerships will be key for us. But I think looking more inwards as well, we'll be building out our platform further to create a more curated educational space for people to come back to and really nurture our community and give them extra value beyond just the product. So that's something we'll be working on extensively next year. And also, taking SheSpot a bit more global as well. So expanding our reach further. So lots to be seen.
We've been looking through our sort of data, and I guess in the name of this podcast, Abandoned Cart, we've had so many abandoned carts since starting SheSpot. So much web traffic from outside the UK. I think we've had hesitations around starting international shipping, what with sort of Brexit, all the complications, all the duties, but we're going to take the plunge and really focus on that next year because there's nothing worse than seeing an abandoned cart because you're not shipping to the country. So I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm really excited to follow it and see where you guys go and where you take this. So really exciting times. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you think would be valuable for the audience?
I think just in this restricted space, I think the more of us that there are, the better. And I think the more noise we can make, the more likely things are to change. Like, there are a number of amazing petitions and pieces of work and lobbying going on, particularly in sexual wellness, but I know, and you know, CBD is also quite difficult, and that it does make a difference. So did recently update their sexual wellness ad policy to include things now that are to do with reproduction and sex education. So there are now more avenues for brands like ours. So I'd say don't be afraid to get stuck in. There are ways to object safely. And yeah, there hopefully is a wave of change coming. So yeah, there's hope.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thank you both so much for joining us today. How can the listeners connect with you?
Yeah, so you can find us at shespot.co.uk. We're also on Instagram at shespot. We're also on TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter. So yeah, give us a search. And if you've got Safe Search switched on, you can't find us for any reason because of the restrictions, please do make sure you switch your Safe Search off and we will appear.
Perfect. Thank you both again. And thank you everyone for listening. If you did enjoy the show, please subscribe and follow us for more episodes. We do have more coming soon. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review. If you're keen to discuss any aspect of digital marketing for your business, then the team at Pink Leopard is more than happy to help. Just visit pinkleopard.co.uk for contact details. Thank you both again. And I look forward to hearing more about SheSpot in the near future.
Thank you.